Tale of Two Strangers. In a dusty eastern Colorado town, 70-year-old retiree Lulu runs a struggling diner, her days filled with greasy plates and lonelier nights since her husband passed, leaving an emptiness that seems to seep into the very walls around her. Each morning, she wakes before dawn, the familiar hum of the coffee maker breaking the silence of an empty house, a sound that has become a comfort and a ritual, grounding her in a world that feels increasingly alien. After brewing a pot of strong coffee, she heads to the diner where the walls echo with memories of happier times, laughter, and bustling customers, now replaced with the grim reality of only a few loyal patrons who come to escape their lives as much as she does. Across the street, 19-year-old Juan, a graffiti artist with a rap sheet, tags abandoned walls, dodging cops, and his own dead-end future, caught in a cycle of choices that often lead him deeper into trouble. He is always searching for a way to express the turmoil within him, the feelings of alienation and frustration that swirl in his soul, causing him to lash out through his art. His nights are spent weaving through the shadows, paint cans in hand, as he transforms the dull gray of the urban landscape with bursts of color and emotion, each stroke telling a story of his struggles and dreams. Their paths cross one fateful afternoon when Lulu unexpectedly catches Diego spray painting her diner's back alley, his hands moving deftly as he creates a vibrant mural, brimming with life and energy. Instead of calling the police, she offers him a burger, seeing hunger in his eyes beyond the defiance, recognizing a desperation that mirrors her own loneliness. In that brief encounter, she offers him a fleeting moment of connection amid their contrasting lives, a shared understanding that transcends the barriers of age and experience, revealing the fragile threads that connect them in a world that often feels isolating. Juan, wary but broke, accepts the unexpected invitation, and they talk first about nothing, then about everything that matters. Lulu shares vivid stories of her diner's glory days, reminiscing about the bustling atmosphere and the laughter that filled the air. Juan, drawn in by her enthusiasm, admits he paints to feel alive, a passion that he's always kept hidden. She sees his undeniable talent, he sees her fierce grit, a contrast that intrigues him. Soon, Juan's sneaking in after hours to paint a magnificent mural on the diner's wall, a vibrant prairie scene alive with color that attracts curious crowds from all over town. Lulu teaches him to cook, showing him the delicate art of flipping pancakes and seasoning dishes just right, and in return, he teaches her to laugh again, their banter becoming light and effortless, infused with warmth. Locals whisper about the odd pair, a painter and a diner owner, but the diner's buzzing with newfound life, and so are they, their connection deepening with each shared moment and stolen glance, weaving a tapestry of hope and healing amidst the backdrop of grease and paint. When developers threaten to buy Lulu's land, Juan inspires the town with his art, transforming the diner into a vibrant cause that brings everyone together. They unite enthusiastically, not just for the diner but for the cherished home they've built together, a sanctuary filled with laughter, stories, and unforgettable moments. As the townsfolk come together, they create stunning banners and murals, all bursting with color and passion, beautifully reflecting their shared history and joyful memories. In the end, it's not merely about winning, it's about the beautiful family they've formed in each other, two misfits who turned a run-down joint into a masterpiece, a beacon of resilience and hope, proving that love and community can triumph over corporate greed.